You've likely heard the cliche, denial isn't a river in Egypt. Well, when it comes to climate change, denial may in fact be a river in Egypt. That's at least what some Egyptians are saying about their government's attitude toward protecting the fertile Nile Delta from the threat of rising sea levels. The Nile Delta has been one of Egypt's most heavily cultivated and populated regions since ancient times. Farmers there have always struggled to protect their land from the sea. But a warming climate and rising seas are raising the stakes, and some in Egypt say their government is failing to rise to the challenge. Ursula Lindsay has our report.
The coastal road east of Alexandria, Egypt, runs through the green fields and date palm groves of the Nile Delta. The Mediterranean flickers in the distance. This is Egypt's breadbasket, and as he drives through it, Mohammed Yusuf says climate change isn't really on the minds of farmers here. The problem isn't visible, Yusuf says. Changes haven't happened yet. But changes likely are coming. Yusuf is a coastal engineer. He pulls over to search for signs of what the future here might look like. We walk into an empty field close to the sea. Dry branches snap underfoot. Thin crusts of salt cover the bare ground. We're afraid the whole area will become like this, Yusuf says. Now it's just a small percentage, but it could grow. And then, how will Egypt feed itself? The problem here is that salt water from the Mediterranean is seeping in under this ground and poisoning the soil. Nothing can grow. It's long been a problem in the Delta, but it seems to be getting worse. Abdurrahman Sha'ben owns this field. Sha'ben says farmers here respond to the growing salinity by covering their fields with a layer of sand to leach out the salt. But that increases another threat to the fields. Sha'ben and other farmers get the sand from nearby dunes, and that destroys an important natural barrier, explains Alexandria environmental researcher Salah Suleiman.
We know that the sand dunes is a kind of protection for the delta from being flooded with water from the sea.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, predicted several years ago that global sea levels will rise between 30 centimeters and 1 meter by 2100. Other reports since then suggest that prediction was too conservative. But even a small increase in sea level would mean many more fields damaged by underground salt water. And by the end of the century, a quarter of the Nile Delta could actually be underwater. Egypt, which is 95% desert, would lose a huge chunk of its precious fields, and much more.
This area is not only just agricultural land. It has hospitals, schools, factories, governmental buildings, and at the moment is inhabited by about 3.5 million people.
Mamdou Hamza heads the firm that engineer Mohammed Yusuf works for. Hamza is proposing drastic measures to protect the Nile Delta. He wants to dredge sand from the sea to raise the beaches along the delta and build a 240-kilometer underground barrier to stop seawater seeping under the fields. The plan would cost $7 billion. The government hasn't embraced it.
It costs too much money without any benefit to the country.
Ibrahim Ashenawi heads the Egyptian government's Coastal Research Institute. He says his research shows that IPCC's predictions are exaggerated. And even if sea levels do rise dramatically, Ashenawi says, Egypt's coast will be mostly protected by sand dunes and existing man-made barriers. Mamdou Hamza responds that the government just doesn't want to face the problem.
They will tell you, there is no seawater rise. We have many authorities working on the topic. You don't have government in this country. Nobody thinks it's a long-term interest of Egypt.
The government is taking the matter seriously, Ibrahim Ashenawi says. But it doesn't see it as an emergency.
It's a long-term problem. It's not like a hurricane. It's not like an earthquake. We can deal with this. And if we need some funds, we have to ask our friends over the world to help.
The Egyptian government and the United Nations have just started a $16 million project to protect the Delta's sand dunes. In the long term, Ashenawi acknowledges that Egypt may well have to build much more extensive coastal protection systems. and farmers may have to find crops that can withstand a saltier soil. All of this would be expensive, though. It costs $1 million to protect 1 kilometer of sand dunes. And it's unclear whether the Egyptian government, or any of its friends, will be ready to pay the price. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay, Alexandria, Egypt.